We're starting to once again see more cases of COVID-19, and it's led to calls for wearing face coverings and social distancing. And while that's good, it's possible to be too worried about the virus. Jackson Dr. Brent Blue joins us to discuss what he's seen as Wyoming closes 3 months of the coronavirus.
There's certainly a significant amount of what the academics call compliance fatigue, where people are tired of being, kept in their homes, or tired of social distancing and wearing masks and so on. So I think we're seeing a fair amount of that.
The thing that I see in Laramie, and I think some other people in the state have run into, is that not only are you correct about the fatigue on that, is that they've just kind of quit doing it, and that's led to, in at least the Evanston situation, where we've seen a little bit of a blow up. I mean, do people just really have to focus on being vigilant about these things?
Well, I think that what is really important is people have to focus on their own individual health, and that means eating appropriately, exercising, getting enough sleep, staying hydrated, and doing everything they can to keep their own immune system healthy. The far majority of people who contract the COVID virus have minimal to no symptoms, and the people who tend to get the sickest are the people who have underlying conditions, especially obesity and diabetes and hypertension. So, when you talk about the average healthy 20-year-old, it's going to be hard to convince them that they need to do anything to maintain social distancing just because the virus is not going to be a significant factor for them. And, of course, the great advantage we have here in Wyoming is we have so much fresh air and open spaces that even with droplet spread, the amount of dispersion of those droplets is significant when you're outdoors and the air is blowing and so on.
When we were talking earlier in the week, you said something I found very interesting and I wanted to ask you about this, is that in some cases, maybe you've run into situations where people, their concern about COVID-19 might exceed reality a little bit. Could you talk a little bit about what you've encountered?
Well, I think that there's no question about the fact that the panic is going to cause more of a problem than the pandemic. And it's going to be with us for quite some time because it's creating a significant amount of anxiety in the public and neuroses in the public. I've had one person who was admitted for a bleeding ulcer who was a 32-year-old, otherwise healthy fellow, because he was so worried about contracting the virus and spreading it to his mother. I've had people call me up, and one woman who called me and asked me how to open a box that came to her home from UPS because she was afraid of contracting the virus from the box, which is really not a risk factor at all. And I mean, this anxiety is pretty dramatic, and it can be overwhelming for people. And we're seeing that. And then, of course, the other side of that too is that the effect on the economy when you have unemployment. The number of suicides goes up linearly with the amount of unemployment. So that's a significant risk that's going to be with us in the future. So I think it's very important for people to really think about what their real risk is and to talk to their healthcare professionals, talk to counselors, and learn how to deal with the real risk in a realistic way.
So I ask you, what should I be afraid of and what shouldn't I be afraid of?
That's always a difficult question because, I mean, the question is, are you afraid of the flu and are you afraid of getting a cold? And it's pretty similar to what you would have with the coronavirus. The reason the coronavirus, or the COVID virus, I should say, which is a coronavirus and similar to the coronavirus that causes colds, the difference is that this virus has not been around before, so no one has natural immunity to it initially, and that's something that will build up over time in the population. To some extent, it's not a matter of if someone is going to eventually catch the COVID-19 virus, but when they're going to catch it. And as I was saying before, the most important thing is what we say to people all the time, and that is it's important to stay healthy and stay fit. And this should be a wake-up call for anyone who's overweight or who is not taking care of their health, who's not exercising and not eating right. I mean, you can't eat fast food every day and expect your immune system to be good.
I don't want to compare this to the flu, but at the same time, there does seem to be similarities with other viruses. If it's out there, normally we try to distance ourselves from other people. Is that your advice, and not to like get too concerned about it, too anxious about it?
You know, people don't want to compare it to the flu, but when you look at the number of hospitalizations, even on the most recent numbers, the serious or critical cases is running about 1.5% of the people who are tested positive. And that's probably even a lower percent when you think about the people who are positive who haven't been tested. And that's probably the majority of people in this country.
Dr. Brent Blue from Jackson, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob. Pleasure.